Good morning. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum present. I'd like to start up by welcoming everyone to the committee. I know that there's another committee going on as well with some votes, so some folks have already checked in. I want to take the time before we get started this year, though, to introduce our staff. We have Janelle Bulka, the committee legislative assistant, Megan Rice, the committee administrator, Troy Young, Republican Research, Dave Sullivan, DFL Research, Pat McCormick, House Research, and Jorge Mendoza, our committee page for the second year. Next, if we could just introduce the members before the committee starts here. Want to start with Representative Nash there?
Good morning, Representative Jim Nash from District 47A, which is Western Carver County.
Good morning, Madam Chair. This is Marianne O'Neill, representative from Buffalo, Monticello, Maple Leaf, 29B.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. Dennis Smith, Maple Grove.
Morning, Bob Gunther from District 23A, down southern border.
Good morning, Representative Cindy Pugh, House District 33B, from hail from Chanhassen, represent 9 of the 16 cities surrounding Lake Minnetonka.
Tim Pensions, O'Driscoll from Central Minnesota.
Representative Kelly Fenton, House District 53B, which is Woodbury.
Thank you, Madam Chair. John Lesh, I represent the entire DFL in this committee. I'll take all of you on, together one by one. And I represent St. Paul, Como Park, North End, East Side, and Hamlin Midway.
Thank you. I'm Joyce Cupp, and I represent 34A, Maple Grove, Dayton, and Rogers. Representative Lesh, on behalf of the DFL, would you like to move the minutes of May 24th, 2017?
I'd be happy to, Madam Chair.
Minutes have been moved. Any changes, corrections, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. I will move the calendar for the day Monday, March 12th, 2018. Your calendar for the day should be included. Is there any discussion? Seeing none? What was that?
I'm sure these are subject to the 24-hour filing rule.
Yep. Seeing any other questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion is approved. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. We have one other thing on the agenda. We'll be voting on a resolution from our sergeant's office on the high school page program. If Mr. Meyerson could come forward and testify to the motion. Thank you, Mr. Meyerson.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. I'm here today to request an increase the allotment, the number of high school pages that we can have in the program each year, increased by 20. At this time, we're allowed to have 20 high school juniors, and I would like to increase the number by 20 so that it affords greater opportunity for the students to participate. This year we had well over 132 applicants, and we had to turn down 52, and I'd like to give more students an opportunity to participate in the program.
Thank you very much. Any questions from members? Okay. Representative Nash?
Well, Madam Chair, I would concur. I think it's a great program. I actually just ran down here from meeting with a page from my district, and she asked a lot of fantastic questions. It's a great program. That I've seen other pages that were also in my district that said that they had a great time, great week, fantastic experience. Would love to be able to get more of them exposed.
Thank you. And my daughter also was a high school page last year and loved it, so I think this is a great idea. Representative O'Neill, Representative Smith first.
Yeah, Madam Chair, Mr. Chief Sergeant, is there a way to expand the program where you would be able to not say no to anyone, so everyone who applied would be able to be accepted?
Mr. Meyerson?
Madam Chair, Representative Smith, I would love to say that we would be able to take all that come. We'd have to do some significant changes to how it's administered. Right now, we're kind of at a threshold with the number of students that we can handle. It would require more staffing, and I would be very open to entertaining, you know, looking at options, different business models in order for that to occur.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I would like to move that the 2018 R7 resolution on administration of House Page program be approved.
So move. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. The motion does prevail, and that is all the business for today. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.